In this podcast, we'll explore this increasingly common phenomenon that affects millions of people worldwide. But first, let's start with a clear definition. Burnout is a state of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged and excessive stress. It occurs when you feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet constant demands. As the stress continues, you begin to lose interest and motivation that led you to take on a certain role in the first place. Burnout reduces productivity and saps your energy, leaving you feeling increasingly helpless, hopeless, cynical, and resentful. Eventually, you may feel like you have nothing more to give. The negative effects of burnout spill over into every area of life, including your home, work, and social life. Burnout can also cause long-term changes to your body that make you vulnerable to illnesses like colds and flu. Because of its many consequences, it's crucial to deal with burnout right away. In this podcast, we'll discuss how to recognize burnout, what to do if you're experiencing it, and strategies to prevent it in the future. Burnout doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual process that occurs due to various factors, both work-related and personal. On the job, burnout often stems from feeling a lack of control over your work, unclear job expectations, dysfunctional workplace dynamics, or extremes of activity. For instance, if your job is monotonous or chaotic, you need constant energy to remain focused, which can lead to fatigue and job burnout. A work-life imbalance, where your job takes up so much of your time and effort that you don't have the energy to spend time with family or friends, can also contribute significantly. Personal factors play a role too. Perfectionist tendencies, pessimistic views of yourself and the world, the need to be in control, and reluctance to delegate to others can all make you more susceptible to burnout. Additionally, lifestyle choices matter. Not getting enough sleep, lacking close, supportive relationships, or taking on too many responsibilities can increase your risk. It's important to note that burnout isn't just about having a lot of work. It's about feeling a loss of control over your work life, a disconnect between your values and your job demands, or a sense that despite your best efforts, you're not making progress. Understanding these causes can help you identify potential burnout triggers in your own life and take proactive steps to address them. Recognizing the symptoms of burnout is crucial for early intervention. These symptoms manifest in physical, emotional, and behavioral ways. Physically, burnout can feel like a constant state of exhaustion. You might experience frequent headaches, muscle tension, or changes in sleep habits. Many people report feeling drained, unable to recover, even after a full night's sleep. Emotionally, burnout often presents as a sense of failure and self-doubt. You might feel defeated, trapped, or detached from your surroundings. There's often a loss of motivation, increasingly cynical outlook, and decreased satisfaction in your achievements. You may find yourself feeling overwhelmed even by small tasks. Behaviorally, burnout can lead to withdrawing from responsibilities and isolating yourself from others. You might procrastinate more, take longer to get things done, or use food, drugs, or alcohol to cope. At work, this could manifest as arriving late, leaving early, or difficulty concentrating. It's important to note that these symptoms can also indicate other mental health conditions like depression. The key difference is that burnout symptoms are typically directly related to your job or primary responsibilities and may improve with time off or a change in roles. Remember, everyone experiences some of these symptoms occasionally. It's when they become chronic, affecting your daily life and ability to function, that they point towards burnout. By recognizing these signs early, you can take steps to address the underlying causes before burnout fully sets in. To help you determine if you might be experiencing burnout, let's go through a series of self-assessment questions. As I read each question, take a moment to reflect on your experiences over the past few months. Answer honestly with a yes or number one. Do you find yourself dreading going to work most days? 2. Do you feel physically and emotionally exhausted, even after a full night's sleep? 3. Have you become more cynical or critical at work? 4. Are you irritable or impatient with co-workers, customers, or clients? 5. Do you lack the energy to be consistently productive? 6. Do you find it hard to concentrate or lack creativity? 7. Do you lack satisfaction from your achievements? 8. Do you feel disillusioned about your job? 9. Are you using food, drugs, or alcohol to feel better or to simply not feel? 10. Have your sleep habits or appetite changed significantly? 11. Are you troubled by unexplained headaches, backaches, or other physical complaints? 12. Have you been neglecting your personal needs or relationships due to work? If you answered yes to more than half of these questions, you may be experiencing burnout. It's important to note that this self-assessment is not a diagnostic tool, but rather a way to recognize potential signs of burnout. If you're concerned about your results, it's advisable to speak with a healthcare professional or a mental health expert for a proper evaluation. Remember, acknowledging that you might be experiencing burnout is the first step towards addressing it. In the following parts, we'll discuss what steps you can take if you believe you're suffering from burnout and strategies to combat and prevent it. The impact of burnout extends far beyond the workplace, affecting nearly every aspect of your life. Let's explore how burnout can influence both your personal and professional spheres. In your personal life, burnout can take a significant toll on your physical and mental health. Chronic stress associated with burnout can weaken your immune system, making you more susceptible to illnesses, colds, and flu. You might experience persistent fatigue, insomnia, or changes in appetite. Emotionally, burnout can lead to feelings of anxiety, depression, and detachment from loved ones. Relationships often suffer as you may find yourself withdrawing from social interactions or lacking the energy to engage meaningfully with family and friends. Professionally, burnout can be equally devastating. Your job performance is likely to suffer as your productivity declines and your ability to concentrate diminishes. Creative problem solving becomes challenging, and you may find yourself making more mistakes or missing deadlines. The quality of your work may decrease, potentially jeopardizing your professional reputation or career advancement opportunities. Moreover, your attitude towards work can become increasingly negative, affecting team dynamics and your relationships with colleagues and superiors. Burnout can also impact your decision-making abilities. You might find yourself more prone to making poor choices, both in your personal life and at work, due to mental exhaustion and reduced cognitive function. This can lead to a cycle of stress and further burnout, as you struggle to manage the consequences of these decisions. Perhaps most insidiously, burnout can rob you of your sense of purpose and personal identity, especially if your work plays a central role in how you define yourself. This loss of meaning can lead to a broader existential crisis, affecting your overall life satisfaction and mental well-being. Understanding these wide-ranging impacts underscores the importance of addressing burnout promptly and effectively. By recognizing and tackling burnout early, you can prevent these negative effects from taking hold and restore balance to both your personal and professional life. If you've recognized the signs of burnout in yourself, it's crucial to take immediate action. The first steps after a positive burnout diagnosis are vital for beginning your recovery process and preventing further deterioration of your mental and physical health. First and foremost, acknowledge the situation. Accepting that you're experiencing burnout is a significant step towards recovery. It's not a sign of weakness, but rather a normal response to prolonged stress. Next, prioritize your physical health. Start by focusing on sleep, nutrition, and exercise. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night, eat balanced meals, and engage in regular physical activity, even if it's just a daily walk. It's essential to communicate with your employer or supervisor. Have an honest conversation about your current state and discuss possible adjustments to your workload or responsibilities. This might include taking some time off, reducing your hours temporarily, or redistributing some of your tasks. Consider taking a break if possible. Whether it's using accumulated vacation days or taking a leave of absence, time away from work can provide much-needed perspective and rest. Start setting boundaries. Learn to say no to additional commitments and create clear separations between work and personal time. This might involve turning off work notifications after hours or designating specific work-free zones in your home. Engage in stress reduction activities. This could include meditation, deep breathing exercises, yoga, or any hobby that helps you relax and recharge. Reconnect with your support network. Reach out to friends, family, or colleagues who can offer emotional support and understanding. Importantly, don't hesitate to seek professional help. A mental health professional can provide valuable tools and strategies for managing burnout. They can help you address any underlying issues that may have contributed to your burnout. Lastly, start a journal. Writing about your experiences, feelings, and progress can be therapeutic and help you identify patterns or triggers. Remember, recovering from burnout is a process that takes time. These first steps are about stopping the downward spiral and creating a foundation for recovery. Now, let's explore 10 effective strategies to prevent and combat burnout. These techniques can help you regain balance and build resilience against future stress. 1. Prioritize self-care. Make time for activities that nurture your physical and mental health. This includes regular exercise, healthy eating, and sufficient sleep. 2. Set boundaries. Learn to say no to additional commitments. Establish clear work-life boundaries, such as not checking work emails after hours. 3. Practice mindfulness. Incorporate mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing exercises into your daily routine to reduce stress and improve focus. 4. Reassess your goals. Reflect on your personal and professional goals. Ensure they align with your values and adjust them if necessary. 5. Improve time management. Use techniques like the Pomodoro method or time blocking to increase productivity and reduce overwhelm. 6. Cultivate a support network. Nurture relationships with friends, family, and colleagues who can offer emotional support and practical help. 7. Pursue meaningful hobbies. Engage in activities outside of work that bring you joy and fulfillment. 8. Practice regular relaxation. Schedule time for relaxation techniques such as yoga, reading, or listening to music. 9. Seek professional development. Look for opportunities to learn new skills or take on different responsibilities at work to reignite your passion and motivation. 10. Regular check-ins. Periodically assess your stress levels and overall well-being. Address any signs of burnout early. Remember, implementing these strategies is not a one-time effort, but a continuous process. Start with one or two that resonate most with you and gradually incorporate others. The key is consistency and patience. These strategies work best when tailored to your individual needs and circumstances. What works for one person may not work for another, so be prepared to experiment and adjust your approach as needed. By consistently applying these strategies, you can not only recover from burnout, but also build a more resilient mindset and lifestyle that will help prevent future occurrences. Recovering from burnout is a gradual process that requires patience and commitment. It's important to understand that there's no quick fix, and the time needed for recovery can vary significantly from person to person. The recovery process typically involves several stages. The first stage is recognition and acceptance. This is when you acknowledge that you're experiencing burnout and commit to making changes. This stage can last anywhere from a few days to a few weeks. The second stage is withdrawal. This involves stepping back from the sources of stress and creating space for healing. You might need to take time off work or significantly reduce your responsibilities. This stage can last from a few weeks to a couple of months. The third stage is restoring balance. Here, you begin to implement new habits and coping strategies. You might start practicing self-care, setting boundaries, and re-evaluating your priorities. This stage often takes several months. The fourth stage is rebuilding. This is when you start to reintegrate into your normal routines, but with new perspectives and healthier habits. You may find yourself redesigning your work life or making significant life changes. This stage can last from 6 months to a year or more. The final stage is maintenance. This involves continuously applying the lessons learned and strategies developed to prevent future burnout. This is an ongoing process that becomes a part of your lifestyle. As for the time needed for full recovery, it can range from a few months to a year or more, depending on the severity of the burnout and individual circumstances. It's crucial to remember that recovery isn't linear. You may experience setbacks or periods of rapid progress. Throughout the recovery process, it's important to be patient with yourself and celebrate small victories. Recovery happens gradually, often in ways that aren't immediately noticeable. Regular self-reflection can help you recognize the progress you're making. Professional support can significantly aid the recovery process. A therapist or counselor can provide guidance, help you develop coping strategies, and offer support as you navigate the challenges of recovery. Remember, the goal isn't just to recover from burnout, but to emerge stronger and more resilient. The time and effort invested in recovery can lead to profound personal growth and a more balanced, fulfilling life in the long run. Creating a burnout-resistant lifestyle is about making long-term changes that promote resilience and well-being. It's not just about recovering from burnout, but about building a life that's inherently more balanced and fulfilling. Start by reassessing your values and priorities. Ensure that your daily activities and long-term goals align with what truly matters to you. This alignment can provide a sense of purpose and motivation that helps buffer against stress. Cultivate a growth mindset. View challenges as opportunities for learning and development rather than insurmountable obstacles. This perspective can help you stay resilient in the face of difficulties. Develop a strong support network. Nurture relationships with family, friends, and colleagues who uplift and support you. Don't hesitate to lean on this network when you need help or simply someone to talk to. Prioritize physical health as a non-negotiable part of your routine. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and adequate sleep are fundamental to maintaining energy levels and managing stress. Practice mindfulness and self-awareness. Regularly check in with yourself to recognize early signs of stress or dissatisfaction. This awareness allows you to address issues before they escalate to burnout. Establish clear boundaries between work and personal life. This might involve setting specific work hours, creating a dedicated workspace, or having tech-free times. Pursue interests and hobbies outside of work. Engaging in activities you enjoy can provide a sense of fulfillment and help you maintain a broader perspective on life. Continuously learn and grow. Seek out opportunities for personal and professional development. Learning new skills can reignite passion and provide a sense of accomplishment. Practice gratitude and positive thinking. Don't hesitate to lean on this network when you need help or simply someone to talk to. Regularly acknowledging the good things in your life can shift your focus away from stressors and towards positivity. Finally, be proactive about managing your workload and responsibilities. Regularly evaluate your commitments and be willing to say no to things that don't align with your priorities or capacity. Remember, creating a burnout-resistant lifestyle is an ongoing process. It requires consistent effort and periodic reassessment. However, the payoff is a more balanced, fulfilling life where you're better equipped to handle stress and maintain your well-being in the long term. As we conclude our exploration of burnout, let's recap the key points we've covered and leave you with some final thoughts. We began by defining burnout as a state of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged and excessive stress. We discussed its causes, ranging from work-related factors like lack of control and unclear expectations, to personal factors such as perfectionism and lifestyle choices. We explored the symptoms of burnout, which can manifest physically, emotionally, and behaviorally. Remember, early recognition of these signs is crucial for timely intervention. We provided a self-assessment tool to help you identify potential burnout and emphasize the importance of seeking professional help if you're concerned about your results. We delved into the far-reaching impact of burnout on both personal and professional life, highlighting how it can affect your health, relationships, job performance, and overall life satisfaction. We outlined immediate steps to take after recognizing burnout, including acknowledging the situation, prioritizing physical health, and communicating with employers. We presented 10 strategies to prevent and combat burnout, ranging from setting boundaries to practicing mindfulness and reassessing goals. We discussed the recovery process, emphasizing that it's a gradual journey that can take months or even years, involving stages of recognition, withdrawal, restoring balance, rebuilding, and maintenance. Finally, we explored how to create a burnout-resistant lifestyle through long-term changes that promote resilience and well-being. Remember, burnout is not a personal failure, but a response to prolonged stress. By recognizing its signs, taking proactive steps, and making sustainable lifestyle changes, you can not only recover from burnout, but also build a more resilient and fulfilling life. As you move forward, be patient with yourself. Recovery and change take time. Celebrate small victories and don't hesitate to seek support when needed. Your well-being is worth the investment of time and effort. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of burnout. We hope this information empowers you to take control of your well-being and create a life that energizes rather than exhausts you. Remember, you have the power to change your circumstances and build a more balanced, fulfilling life. Take care of yourself, and until next time, stay well.